You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Headline, Roger. Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you.
Headline. In Axios earlier this week, you and I opened the show talking about it.
Yeah.
Axios, of course, being a liberal publication. Headline, Democrats told to, quote, get shot,
yes,
unquote, yeah, for the Trump, anti-Trump resistance.
Take a bullet for him.
Take a bullet.
Yeah.
So there are a couple dozen Democrats do an interview with Axios where they say, whatever are we to do?
Well, indeed, whatever shall we do?
Our constituents want, and I quote, blood, unquote.
Yeah.
A specific quote. Our own base is telling us that what we're doing is not good enough, that there needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public.
Mm.
Okay, Democrats don't just randomly call up Axios, few dozen of them, to say, hey, you know, we weren't going to have blood and all, but then we went home for congressional break and our constituents just said they wanted blood, so we'll just have some blood.
Yes, a groundswell of blood urging them,
quote,
to sacrifice.
Civility isn't working.
Okay, so what's the alternative?
A violence. Not my opinion, quote, and to prepare for violence, to fight, to protect our democracy, unquote.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
The declaration.
So they're going to war?
Yeah.
Quote, it's like the Roman Colosseum, all of these Democrats.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It is absurd, okay, Roger? I don't blame you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the lions are entering the arena.
It's like the Roman Colosseum. People just want more and more of this spectacle. So all of these anonymous Democrat Congress people are suddenly calling Axios out of the clear blue. I mean, not coordinated at all or anything.
Yeah.
To say, well, you know, time to get shot. Time for blood. Our constituents want it, so what are we to do?
Yeah, you know, congressional and senatorial gigs pay well, but I don't know. You know, the bloodshed thing sounds...
Now, you read through this. What they mean is, because they don't mean to get shot.
Of course not.
They want their constituents to get shot. This comes out hours before their constituents go out there,
yeah,
and try to kill ICE agents.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, no one in Democrat leadership has condemned yet.
Interesting that we have to have the acting administrator pleading for some kind of a moratorium on such threats and declarations.
You mean the head of ICE?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Democrats won't do it. Keep in mind, ICE is enforcing the laws passed by Congress while half of Congress is trying to kill them or, wink, wink, nod, nod, will not condemn those trying to kill them. while they call for blood in probably, you know, one of their top five foremost liberal publications. Do I have that straight? Because we've never seen this in America.
It sounds as simple as that, doesn't it? Welcome to Silly Season 2025, and we have seen probably and heard probably nothing yet.
But I mean, surely when asked point blank directly, the leader of the Democrats in Congress, that would be Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, surely he will condemn this. I mean, surely he will say,
well, show some leadership.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Even if he doesn't mean it, right? Surely he will say, we don't really want blood, right?
Okay. Let's hear it.
Nope. Here he is on CNN.
Many of your Democratic colleagues are facing angry voters back in their districts. According to Axios, some are even being told they need to be more willing to go out there and get shot when fighting. That was a direct quote, get shot when fighting back against some of Trump's policies. One House Democrat saying, quote, and I'll read it to you, our own base is telling us that what we're doing is not good enough. There needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public. How do you respond to that, Leader Jeffries? Are Democrats not meeting the moment, not doing enough to fight these developments?
Well, we are in a more and more environment in terms of the unprecedented assault on the American way of life in our country that has been launched by Donald Trump and compliant House Republicans. More speeches, more rallies, more protests, more sit-ins, more press conferences, more town hall meetings in Democratic districts and Republican districts. We're in a more is more environment, and we'll continue to lean in aggressively.
Whoa, more is more.
Well, would you catch up? We will continue to
lean in aggressively.
Yeah. We're in a more is more environment, so yeah. We need blood. Anyway, the whole thing goes on for a minute, 41 seconds. I've retweeted it so you can hear it yourself. He never condemns it and instead eggs it on.
So it sounds. I mean, the same guy who filibustered more than 6 hours against the big, beautiful bill. That's the best we can do on this denouncement of violence. More is more.
And look, Trump knows the deal here, okay? Because I keep your eye on this. This is going to be interesting, Roger. His IRS, FBI, and DOJ have formed a task force to do what should have been done years ago during the Summer of Love. Mm-hmm. Go back and find out who is funding these violent attacks. Take a listen. Trump gets, he knows who's behind this.
Do you think that this was an isolated incident, or do you think there's a national threat of a left-wing militia that is targeting ICE and CBP?
Well, I think you have some very stupid people in the left who have some money that are making it available to these people, because you look at the guns they had, they were brand new.
Yep.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, gold Kevlar vests don't come cheap.
No. I hand them out like candy in the Democrat Party, though, if you're the right part of the base.
I guess. Wow.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Yep.
And I got to go start cutting these predictions like Rush Limbaugh used to. I really do. We just don't have the manpower. But but I got to tell you, here's what we're going to find. We already know this on the surface, okay? We've already caught the Chinese billionaire funding the Democrat street riots that did $160 million worth of damage in the L.A. area so far.
Okay.
We're going to find three things. We'll find Soros and other Democrat donors behind this, or their groups, maybe not personally wrote a check, but their groups. We're going to find, number two, we're going to find China and probably Iran behind these attacks as well. That money will have come through, probably through Act Blue. Roger, we're going to find all of that as well. We're going to find Chinese money. As I've been saying, China and Iran are fused together, and they have merged with the Democrat Party, and they are in our country at war with the American people, with the half of America who elected Donald Trump.
Okay. I got it down in reporter shorthand. Soros,
you got it?
Soros and groups and Chinese yen.
Yeah. No, that's where we're going.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Same week, by the way. I mean, and you got to wonder at the timing of this, right? After Alvarado, you think to yourself, if you got any sense and you're not walking around with complete bloodlust because you're a lunatic, you're the Democrat leadership. Hey, you know that bill that we were going to file to demand that ICE agents display their state-issued ID, you know, the one with their address on, so we can more conveniently ambush them, their children, and their wives in their driveways.
They're calling it the Visible Act,
Right, right. Like, maybe let's wait a few weeks till this cools down.
No.
Because they want blood. I mean, that's not my rhetoric, okay? It's right here in this Axios article. It's not me. They said it. I'm just repeating what they said. Here's Donald Trump on that.
It's sort of funny when people picket in front of Columbia, in front of Harvard, and they have masks on, more than masks, but when a patriot who works for ICE or Border Patrol puts a mask on so that they won't recognize him and his family, so they can lead a little bit of a normal life after having worked so hard and so dangerously, there's a problem with that.
Yeah, sure.
There is now, we're going to get into this as the show rolls on. This is how serious the left is. A facial recognition website where left-wing lunatics can go and upload photos they've managed to capture of ICE agents so they could use facial recognition software to figure out who they are so they can better hunt them.
Ouch. Okay.
Again, as I and we got to pound this on our side, okay? All of you who use me for show prep across the country, listen to this, okay? They're just enforcing the law. Why don't, instead of blood, shootings, again, the headline, Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance, why don't you peacefully repeal the laws of this country that tell ICE to pick up these illegals? Why don't you do that? They're just enforcing the law that Congress approved.
The way the democracy that they voice such cherishing thoughts about actually works, if it does and when it does. But that's the plan.
They don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to do that. You know why?
Well, sure.
Because they snuck a shadow nation in here, 20 to 50 million strong, who they intend to outvote us, and they're willing to fight and die to keep that shadow nation.
Not about to interrupt the momentum on that.
Well, no,
more is more.
Well, yeah, because Americans won't vote for that, so we need to be replaced. They know it. We know it. It is, as Stephen Miller said, the defining issue of the time, our time, and the Western world.
Well, you remember the comment quoted by one of the lawmakers talking in the Axios article at the town hall, one of his own constituents, when he said, "I don't know whether to grab a fire extinguisher when this kind of talk starts up in Congress." Said, have you considered gasoline? So,
yep. Oh, they have, though. I mean, the $160 million worth of damage to L.A. took some accelerant, you know.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally considered gasoline.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like you, yesterday I went, what the when I heard this.
Secret Service is suspending six agents assigned to protect the president during the
Butler rally assassination attempt.
The agency saying the leave will range from 10 to 42 days without pay. And when they return, allegedly trying to kill
a Fox News.
And I'm sorry that just got completely garbled there. I have to check that. Okay, folks. It's a year after Butler. A year after Butler. And we're just now getting a suspension of Secret Service agents that have been working the whole time? Because a dead Donald Trump ain't no big deal. Here's the crazy part about this. It's just a suspension. Maybe they will be fired. Maybe. Have you ever screwed up this big at work? Because I know I haven't. Six Secret Service agents connected to the Trump assassination attempt in Butler have now finally been suspended. Without pay. For up to 6 weeks. They will then be placed into restricted duty roles with less operational responsibility. Wait, I'm sorry. They've been working this whole time? Quote, we aren't going to fire our way out of this. We could do that. Matt Quinn, Secret Service Deputy Director, said in an interview with CBS, we aren't going to fire our way out of it. Look, if at first they fail to protect Trump's life and then fail again on the golf course, we're not going to fire our way out of this. Look, we'll just keep working with them until they get it right. And if Trump's dead, we got a vice president, right? We got a man. Look at it. If they take him out too, oh well. Folks, I do not feel good this morning with the quality of the protection that Donald Trump is getting. Matt Quinn is the deputy director of the Secret Service, so he's number two. I don't know what number one say. We are going to focus on the root cause and fix the deficiencies that put us in that situation. I don't know about you, but if I screwed up so badly, the president bled. Like a year later, you know, I finally am suspended for what, max 6 weeks? And then placed on restricted duty and I get paid again. Am I going to be motivated, really? I don't like Trump in the first place. Place is stacked top to bottom with people who don't like Trump. I mean, how does this guy have a job? Aren't we firing people? We just wanted the Supreme Court. What? 8-1? We could fire people. Fire this clown. Now. Listen to this outrage. This is from the CBS News interview. Quote, this is the number two in charge of Secret Service. Secret Service is totally accountable for Butler, Quinn said. Butler was an operational failure, and we are focused today on ensuring that it never happens again. It took you a year to not fire, suspend the people involved, but you're letting them know it's only going to be for 6 weeks. Don't worry, they'll be back in, you know, restricted duty roles with less operational responsibility. A dead president, no big deal. Now, if it was Biden, it'd be a big deal, but it's Trump, so no big deal. Folks, this, as Iran hunts Trump like a dog on our soil? On our soil? You know what I think part of what is going on here? And the news I'm going to have today is going to blow your mind about what Trump is accomplishing economically. It's next level. I don't even think I could do it sleeping 4 hours a night. And I'm going to unveil all of that and explain what he did because it is mind-blowing. We just had the first rare earth minerals mine open in this country in 70 years. The first coal mine on the same site to open in 30 years. We just became the number one exporter of liquid natural gas to Germany. Trump did all that. I'm going to lay out how he did it. And I didn't even understand until I dug deep into it yesterday. Folks, he is so buried in what he is doing for us and the absolute wonder and miracle of it. I mean, financially, then you watch this stuff and go, wow, imagine what America could be if we didn't have to be ruled by Democrats half the time who hate us. Then I'm going to get into all the permitting stuff that he did because you need to understand it to understand what America could do. And I think he's so buried in this, trying to save this country, got to get to 3% growth to pay for the, you know, build back, the big, beautiful bill, that I don't think he's maybe watching the people trying to kill him in our own government, maybe. Because at this point, this guy, he's laughing at us. He's laughing at Trump. Okay, this is a joke. And this, as Iran overnight, we're finding, leveling the third death threat at Trump. Remember, there were 5 assassination teams. We only got 3 of them. Where are the other 2? We got one set in 2021, got the other in 2024. One guy we never caught. We got 5 charges against him. We think he's back in Iran. That was from 24. And this is what you got? Well, we aren't going to fire our way out of this, says this lunatic who should be fired today, Matt Quinn, Secret Service deputy. We're not going to fire our way out of this. We're going to focus on the root causes and fix the deficiencies that put us in this situation with 6-week suspensions. But then they'll be back on the job. It's no big deal. You got to tell me there's nobody else in this country could do a better job. No law enforcement officer anywhere could do a better job. I should hire the average street cop off the street in Greenville who loves Donald Trump. And I bet they could do a better job. I bet they could. Folks, it is mind-boggling who is in this country. Remember when I told you that America would become the premier destination in the world? I told this for years under Biden, for the world's criminals to come and hide. When they were wanted in their own country for murder, mass murder, the worst criminal gangsters, they would flee here for protection and then blend into sanctuary cities. And the reason we now know they were able to do this, we didn't fully know this until Trump took office and we could get into the files. 900,000 illegal immigrant criminals with, get this, deportation orders from judges were not picked up. Normally the judge would put the order out and ICE would go pick him up. I mean, this happened under Obama even. Happened under Trump. You'd stay basically on top of it. And he fell behind some, but not a lot. Biden benched ICE so they couldn't go get these people. Let that sink in. Biden benched ICE so they couldn't go get these people. Why? They were bringing the voters in. They were human trafficking. And Democrats, I think, in their sick minds, see them as fellow travelers. These gang members. They love them more than anybody else. Surprised me. I thought they would build their case against ICE and against Trump around, oh, the poor immigrant mom working at night, you know, double shift, trying to feed her kids. That's what I'd do if I were them, trying to keep my shadow nation in the country. No, they're building it around the gangsters. They love the gangsters the most. They're fighting tooth and nail right now. A new judge's order about Abrigo Garcia, liberal judge. She looks like a man, but she's a woman. I had to double check when I saw her picture. It's like, is that a dude or a woman? It's a question I often have now with Democrats. But anyway, when I see them, and a judge very concerned is trying to block Trump from sending Abrigo Garcia overseas to a third country, even though the Supreme Court ruled that he could do it. Because they want precedent. They want to keep these gangsters here and this infrastructure here so they could quickly rebuild it should they ever get power. But who were they protecting by benching ICE? And mostly what ICE was doing was processing for the voter drive. Instead of picking up dangerous criminals that judges had given deportation orders to, they were benched and processing paperwork, illegally, by the way, for the voter drive to allow illegal immigrants to stay and vote Democrat. And that is how we ended up here. Bill Malusian, Fox News. Yesterday morning, Omaha, Nebraska, ICE arrests an MS-13 kingpin who is wanted for aggravated murder in El Salvador. Oh, like one? Nah. Two? Three. No. Four murders? No. Five, silly. Five murders. Five murders. MS-13 kingpin. Folks, they didn't used to come here because they'd get caught. We'd pick them up. You don't want to be in a country. Send your drug dealers here to make the money for you, and they send the money back. You don't come here yourself. Till Democrats, till Biden, till the auto pet. ICE arrested an MS-13 kingpin wanted for five aggravated murders in El Salvador. He's on the top 100 most wanted in El Salvador. So, of course, he came here to vote Democrat and is on the country's most wanted fugitives list. Yes, as Bill Malusian writes there. ICE also arrested an MS-13 associate he was living with, 30-year-old Rene Saul Escobar Ochoa, who was wanted in El Salvador for giving the orders to fellow gang members to commit multiple murders. Both men are, of course, illegal immigrants who had embedded themselves in the Omaha area. Fox is told the kingpin is not being identified due to the sensitivity of ongoing investigation. They're afraid that the ICE agents who arrested him will be killed by the other Democrat criminal voters in the country. Maybe with help from Antifa. I don't know. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons' statement on this. But understand, when Democrats in Antifa, but then I repeat myself, when they kill or try to kill to defend these illegal immigrants, this is who they're defending. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons' statement to Fox on the matter, quote, when ICE agents move in to make an arrest, it is extremely important that the public not interfere. The misinformation and sometimes blatant lies being spread around the country, this is by the Democrat media, could result in somebody stepping into a federal operation and suddenly finding themselves face to face with a killer who has nothing to lose. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the, I mean, this is the top level infrastructure of MS-13, just living in Nebraska. They're safer there. The misinformation and sometimes blatant lies being spread around the country could result in someone stepping into the federal operation and suddenly find themselves face to face with a killer who has nothing to lose. Our ICE officers and agents are protecting your neighborhoods even when you don't know the threat is there. So either support them or get out of the way. This is a fight, folks. You know what dawned on me last night when I was putting all this together? You know how people say if America falls, there'll be nowhere in the world to run? You probably heard that your whole life, right? A lot of people have said that, some version of it. Well, folks, now there are places in America where you can't run for freedom. Unless you're an MS-13 gangbanger who's killed five people, then you're cool because you're seen as a future Democrat voter and a human smuggler. They can help them with their voter drive. But folks, now there are places in America you can't run for freedom. These are post-America, post-constitutional blue wastelands. And if the last 6 months hasn't shown us that, nothing will. So when people say, well, you know, if America fails, there'll be nowhere in the world to run. Again, now there's places in America where you can't run for freedom. We're about to lose New York, folks. And our side doesn't get it. Our side does not get it. Co-founder of Palantir was on Fox News last night saying, no, we cannot surrender New York. Ha ha, that'll show to Americans how bad the Democrats are. The price is surrendering our American territory. We only have so many places to go. We got one country left on this earth to hide in. Europe's gone totalitarian. They're picking up 30 people a day in the UK. on, hey, you criticized illegal immigrants, you're going to go to prison charges, censorship charges. They're sending them to prison 2 and 3 years. Europe is gone. Australia's gone. They've got the same, but very close to the same censorship regime. And we are losing territory in this country, unless you are an MS-13 assassin, in which case you're good. You're good. And that's, as the Democrat leadership, as I open this, the first segment of the show today, Hakeem Jeffries, highest ranking Democrat leader in the House, doubles down on Axios's call for blood to fight Donald Trump. We're going to win this thing. But in order to win, we got to look and take a good look at what we're fighting and admit to ourselves. The enemy is inside the gates. He is taking territory or giving it up to our enemies. That's got to stop. Coming up on the show at 7:37, absolute economic miracles. Honestly, I could spend an hour on this. Maybe we'll, because we've never seen anything like this before. Here's just a hint of it.
President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration seems to be showing up in the jobs data. It's a point that the White House is making. Here's what they said about the latest jobs report. It shows that American-born workers have accounted for all of the job gains since President Trump took office and wages continue to rise. So here are the numbers that they're talking about. Foreign-born employment has fallen by 543,000 since January when President Trump took office. Native-born or U.S.-born jobs have increased by more than 2 million since the month Trump started his second term.
Okay, just to give you some idea. This is incredible. American-born employment up in 6 months under Trump by 2 million. Let's look at last year under Biden. What happened last year? Last November, the 12-month change in jobs among native-born Americans, so the previous year, was negative 1.1 million. So we go last year from negative 1.1 million native-born jobs under Biden to positive 2 million. What does this mean? What I have told you for years, stop repeating the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's lie, well, Americans just don't want those jobs. No, Americans can't get those jobs because the employers are using illegal immigrants and foreign visa holders as part of a tax evasion scheme. They don't want you. And they use those employees to bust down wages so nobody can work for them anyway. Folks, do you know why Americans aren't taking those jobs? They pay too little. Why do they pay too little? Listen to this. Still, 30.9 million foreign-born people, either on visas or illegal immigrants, hold jobs in America as of May. As of May, up 5.1 million from May 2021 under Joe Biden. No wonder. I mean, just no wonder. We have so much work to do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.